Gitche Manito by Zahar. Before the first breath stretched my lungs, I felt throughout my entity a resonance that filled the mind with song as soft as morning drizzle. Light touched my gaze with stained glass colors, a struggle to understand amorphous shapes that drifted like clouds and vanished amid this song that grazed awareness. Slowly, shapes became still and acquired purpose and meaning, a name for each. Even the curious shape that stared back from every silver reflection was named. Seasons passed. The sidewalk laurels cast their sundial shadows across long years, expanding and shrinking with time as understanding grew with the bones. One day, I began to seek the source of this subtle song that brushed my skin like static electric potentials, a nameless song that moved like a wind from nowhere. Though I could hear like waters rumbling in darkness this abstract song, the stream itself could not be found, nor the place from whence its waters issued forth. And thus it went, as my long walk began. I followed this ubiquitous sound without so much as a clue from whence it came, and found only earth, the sky, and the stars. For everywhere the song was heard. Where neon, steel, and concrete rise up from desperate shadows, it was heard, and where tempest waves besiege dark cliffs, where gray stone monuments stand silent guard in fields of grass, it echoed like a dirge, and where rotting sideboard peeled away from homes abandoned, where old-growth sugar pines sway tall in coastal alpine vales, it shimmered, and where winds etch patterns in swaying stands of maize as far as the eye can see, where granite peaks protrude through clouds, it whispered ever so softly, and where the sagebrush dream in the quiet light of a half-moon drifting in opal darkness. For years I listened, searching on. This strange and subtle song re-echoed always through my thoughts, yet never nearing once its secret spring. And so this dreamlike quest for insight slowly waned for lack of headway, until more practical concerns took hold, demanding all attention. For in a world where everyone's an expert, and none admit to knowing nothing on any subject mentioned, I learned no clues about this song. No clues, but yet I hear it still, all around, in everything from stones within the river bed to red bricks mortared in the wall. The song lifts up from dragonflies, June bugs strong upon the air, houseflies on the windowsill, and silver moths that circle street lamps. It burgeons forth from hardy black oaks, aspens shimmering through the air, blue spruce towering near the ridgetop, and alders lurking by the stream. It emanates from grand paulownias, little cloud-like stands of yarrow, trillium gleaming in the forest, and roses rioting by the fence. It even wells from man-made things, the favorite coffee cup, the car, the painting in the living room, the lamp, the nightstand, and the bed. All things seeing their beingness amid the beingness of all, yet no thing gives away the place from whence the songs of all things rise. The song remains a mystery, an all-pervasive mystery that resonates a sentience, a presence, and an intellect. And as the years advance, I learn to just allow this mystery, for this song that manifests us all is that great mystery within.